Good day, and welcome to episode 69 of the Montreal Burger Report.
Cheeseburger baby from out into space, wandering round town, ready to run down all the Vince Karens in town. Cheeseburger baby, she can wreck your life.
In today's episode, Chris Zeke Hand.
I got a little bit confused.
And Rick E. Coli Edelstein.
So I can say profanities into the microphone while you do this?
Have stopped at a DQ and are in the process of debriefing each other about their recent trip to the very first Five Guys Burger and Fries in Quebec.
Their beef to bun ratio, they have an awful lot of beef.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, I wouldn't say it's quite a half pound burger.
I would say that burger was probably a good
half pound.
That was about 6-7 ounces.
No,
about
half pound pre-cooked.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would do it. Yeah, it does naturally fall apart. The crumble factor is definitely there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's interesting is after they cook it, those patties aren't tremendously thick, right? Mm-hmm. But, yep. Yeah. Definitely using 80% there.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and the juiciness, that's also where I'm trying to think what comes in, because there was no dripping whatsoever.
Right, but that's the interesting thing.
E. Coli makes his opinion known that the Five Guys burger is good. Very good.
But if you looked at the paper wasn't greasy, so that you didn't have an excessively greasy burger. Second, what the bun wasn't soggy,
mm-hmm.
So you know that fat didn't get absorbed into the bun.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you know the temperature. There, he says he's doing them at 450 on the griddle, so you know he's getting most of the fat out and into his drip tray, rather than into mm-hmm. your sandwich. So I mean, it's these guys got a science there. I mean,
mm-hmm.
seriously,
yeah.
Between the burger, the bun, the temperature. You know, they eke out most of their, you know, a lot of the fat with leaving the bun, the burger juicy.
Mm-hmm.
The bun gives properly to the burger, but doesn't get soggy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only thing that would make it wet is the tomatoes and lettuce, but the vegetables are fairly dry. So, yeah, no, it really was, as I said before, I said it was close to a mm-hmm. perfect burger as I've seen in a long time.
Anything else? Memorable, immemorable?
I think the only thing I really have to say is I'm very impressed that we have a few partners from based outside of the province coming to Quebec,
mm-hmm.
opening a franchise that has yet to be seen, you know, set its foot into Quebec, and take the dive to, you know, do the translation. Mm-hmm. And there's a real huge leap of faith on their mm-hmm. part here.
It's serious investment.
I mean, serious investment. But there's a big leap of faith. They're obviously well-funded. They've already got their build-out strategy in place. So, I mean, this isn't just one store and let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, very clearly, you know, they stated that, you know, there's an aggressive build-out over the next year. They're choosing location. Their choice of locations shows that these guys have done their studies.
Yeah, I'm sort of pissed off that they're taking Old Montreal.
Why?
I prefer that they're, like, I noticed recently that you walk up Saint-Denis.
Yeah.
Back when we were in high school, there were no chains whatsoever. Now you walk up Saint-Denis from, de Maisonneuve to Ontario, and it's only chains. Most of them national. Old Montreal, there are no chains. They will be the first national chain.
Whoa. You have McDee's on the corner of...
I'm talking on McGill.
On McGill Street, certainly not. Right?
And so they're going to be the first one. It's like W Hotel. I'm not
well,
a real big
What about Pizza Deli? That's a chain, and that's on McGill Street.
It's still only local. It's a local chain.
Yeah, I understand.
But I can see the thin edge of the wedge. That to me is the double-edged sword behind this. Is yes, it is a good burger.
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy that we came to the first one that opened in Quebec before it opened.
But, you know,
I don't like the idea that they are going to become or are trying to become as large as sort of a Burger King or a Harvey's.
No, they're never going to do that.
but or St. Hubert.
It reminds me of Johnny Rockets. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of the what they're serving, the decor, you know, mm-hmm. you had that tile, red and white tile type mm-hmm. environment. Johnny Rockets has the yellow as well. Yeah. But, I mean, it was the same type of environment. Johnny Rockets had the counter yeah. service. Mm-hmm. These guys are different. But, I mean, the product is similar. Mm-hmm. It was a high-quality product. They take pride in it. And they're going after that traditional American burger joint type look, feel, and taste. Mm-hmm. And they do it very, very well. The product is high quality. But unlike Johnny Rockets, these guys are smart. I mean, it seems as though this is a franchise that's driven by guys with a good background in real estate and a good business sense, rather than somebody who's a franchise that says, I'm going to build this where there's the most tourists and mm-hmm. put it on Crescent Street. So moving this to McGill Street is a very bright move because they get the tourist trade in the mm-hmm. summer. Yeah. They have a place that Americans are familiar mm-hmm. with that isn't the usual yeah. chains. And they have a very big office crowd.
I understand all that, but it's still just my inherent nature is to be anti-chain,
right,
anti-franchise.
Right, you know, Montreal, for sure. I mean, if they were to put this on St. Paul Street, I'd say that, you know, in the middle of old Montreal, I'd say that somebody should have issues with that. Put it on McGill Street. It's not. It's on the very. Where they're going is on the very edge of Old Montreal. Yeah, mm-hmm. So you can argue: is this Old Montreal or is it part of the southern mm-hmm. fringe of downtown? And I'd say it's a bit of both. Mm-hmm. And I really have no offense yeah. with them doing it. Do you have your opinion?
Yeah,
mine?
You're wearing an Evian shirt. I'm wearing a shirt without a logo.
Yeah, it's just I like the shirt, and I happen to get it from Evian. What do you want from me?
And I recognize this good burger. I'm not a big fan of franchisees. Did like the fact you got
the C-Train. This is the burger report, not the franchise report.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. We're talking about the product here. We're not yes. talking about where it came from, who mm-hmm. delivered it. Well, I guess we are, but...
Because I end up falling into the marketing of the whole Five Guys thing, which is definitely what they were pushing for big time.
Of course, what do you expect? They're pushing their vision. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a lot at stake for this, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, let's look at this. I mean, the guys... All right, conversely, we can say they're not out there pushing. They're not pushing big advertising. Mm-hmm. They're not doing heavy marketing. What did they do? They reached out to somebody who was doing blog yeah. To get the word out. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's cost effective for them. But B, I think Wayne is drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yes.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Wayne knows I have a good product. Yeah. Let's invite these burger guys out there mm-hmm. to review our product. And let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, he's working on the reputation. He's not working on trying to push the Five Guys brand and image because, you know what? There isn't a market here for mm-hmm. it. Nobody knows Five Guys. So what does he have going for him? Yeah. The product, mm-hmm. right? And he's counting on reputation.
Yes.
And that's going to build his brand here.
They just have that duality that I will always have where it's the corporate commercialization so on that I am... wanting to keep it arm's length versus the enjoyment of just, yeah, it's good stuff. He
know,
says while sitting in Dairy Queen. Yeah.
I hate to tell you, it's a business.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a business of selling burgers.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 69 of the Montreal Burger Report, where Zeke and E. Coli talked about the science of making burgers and location. Be sure and tune in 7 days from now when Zeke and E. Coli continue to drink the Kool-Aid. Hear how E. Coli thinks that spending 4 hours discussing hamburgers is insane. And will Zeke be able to separate the Five Guys burger from the Five Guys burger experience? Find the answers to these and other questions in episode 70 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel. Five Guys Burgers and Fries is located at 54 Boulevard de la Cité des Jeunes in Vaudreuil. Their phone number is 450-510-0710, and they are open 7 days a week from 11 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. In a nutshell, the Montreal Burger Report is my dinner with Andre meets Rocky and Bullwinkle at Martin Picard's place. It is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and E. Coli go out, have a couple of burgers, some pop, and talk about them and to the people who make them. There is a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.blogspot.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you would like to write to us, our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com. The Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon in Montreal. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hand. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support and you for listening.